White, J.E. White, Emma. November 1st, 1909. My dear children, Edson and Emma White. I am writing by lamplight. I cannot sleep as many hours as I would be pleased to. Night before last, I could not sleep after 11:30. I slept none through the next day. I am able to report I slept until 3:30, then left my bed, built my fire in my fireplace, and have been writing and selecting from my writings the special things I wish to present to the people. My mind is clear when I speak to the large crowds or to the smaller gatherings. Last Sabbath, I spoke in St. Helena to a goodly number. My remarks were of a character to encourage mothers in the discipline of their children in the home life. I am also led out to talk to the children, to give their hearts to the Lord now. I spoke 1 hour, and I thank the Lord I was blessed and assured that a good impression was made on the audience, men, women, and children. I have an appointment out for next Sabbath at Lodi. Your brother, W.C. White, has spent only a few days in his home for 1 year. We expect him tomorrow. His last visit home was only a few days' tarry. I am not strong, but thank the Lord I can go up and down stairs very safely without any mishap. I shall be glad to have him home again. It seems that his family needs his instruction. May Lacey White is an excellent woman, and yet boys of their age need a father's influence and instruction. I hope that he will remain at home, for the business is not small or unimportant that needs his mind. Our workers are now in our home. Sarah McKentifer has the charge of me. Mary Hannaford is matron in my home. Helen Graham is the one who is prepared at any time to take dictations from W.C. White. Minnie Hawkins prepares my writings for publication. Doris Robinson works in selecting that which is most appropriate for the time, to meet certain things and prevent confusion. We all have our parts to act. For some months, half of the year, I have been traveling. God has sustained in a remarkable manner. You know the power of God was upon me at the conference at Washington, and I have been so sure that God gave me wonderful victory. And on this last journey, for 5 months, the Lord has blessed me. I was very sick coming from Salt Lake City, but I have reason to be thankful that the Lord spared my life. Strength comes to me slowly. I dare not be venturesome. I can walk only a little, but I am so thankful I can walk at all. I cannot express to you the relief we all feel that has come to us in the location of our school 5 miles up the mountain. All the fruit is canned and goes with the place, and everything is in excellent order. Alfalfa in one barn, filled to the top. And the best thing is there is not a word of questioning from any lips. All are pleased. We feel so relieved. It is so much more valuable than the place we had thought to purchase. There are 15 horses and carriages, all we will ever need, and the houses are built just as handy about the main building. School has been in session now a couple of weeks. There are 1,500 acres of land, firewood in abundance, and large trees that the students will cut and prepare timber to build the houses needed. All the elegance of the other place we thought we had purchased was in one house, which was costly, and altogether so much so that there was inconsistency in making it a place for a school. But everyone that looks at this place, with barns, one filled with alfalfa, 15 cows, and as many horses and several colts, the hogs we can get rid of, 2 orchards bearing a variety of fruit, 700 cans of the best prepared fruit, a great quantity of prunes, and there are several porcelain bathtubs and all the best fixtures. But there is no kind of use for me to describe the advantages. It is only 5 miles up the mountain grade from St. Helena Sanitarium. Well, I will stop my description. You may both be pleased to visit this place. School is being held now. Brother and Sister Irwin, Elder Irwin's son, who has been so long the successful teacher in that place, are now the acceptable teachers in this wonderful place. Well,
I thank the Lord that this has come into our possession. I thank the Lord every time I consider this matter of the providence of God. Not a soul can create one word of criticism. All say it is the Lord's doings, and wonderful in our eyes. Now we hope that you will visit this place. We mean to have a press, where some will be working to set type, and where small books will be printed. We shall, if the Lord spares my life, see this place getting out publications, for it is an excellent chance for workers. There is the purest of water, nothing to defile it. I am so glad that the Lord has favored us. Out of the city, away from impurities. When it becomes too hot for you in your present home in summer, then you can spend some time in this territory. I will close this letter now. Be of good courage in the Lord. Have faith and hope, and do not incur debts. Let the Lord's warnings be heeded. Be of good courage in the Lord. The following note by Sarah McKentifer accompanied this letter. Sanitarium, California, November 1st, 1909. J.E. White. Dear Brother, Mother has just handed me the enclosed letter, saying that she did not care to have it copied. But in looking it over, we think that it is very much the same as one she sent you a little while back, which, no doubt, she has forgotten. Therefore, we are sending this to you in her own handwriting, knowing that you will be glad to get it, even though it may be a repetition of some things she has recently sent you. Sister White is beginning to feel somewhat better than she did when she first came home. We expect W.C. White home tomorrow night. He has not been here many days since we left home the 1st of April, so of course, Mother feels that he has been gone pretty much all the time. I hope that Emma and you are both feeling well. Wish that you could make us a visit this winter. I'm sure Emma would enjoy the beautiful weather we are having now. Yours in haste, Sarah.